closing part of the children's sermon that we used to have. And now, children, if a man born daddy home, ain't it? Yeah, man. If a man born in Georgia, what he Georgia, man. If he born in Carolina, what kind of man is he? He's a Carolinian. If he born in Florida, well, what is he? He's a Floridian. Well, children, I'm born in the bed, and what is I? You's a bed bug. You ain't nothing but a bed bug, just running around, biting up people, and rebels, you better stop it for you. Get your neck broke because you are a bed bug. Well, we would be having service, and it was time for our preacher to preach, well. He couldn't preach out the Bible, so we just take a word and add on and go to preaching.
That's well, where was this? Where would you be? You wouldn't be doing it in the church.
No, we'd be out in the yard.
We just play.
Clean.
Well, let's see how it would go.
This is the house that little Jack built. Yeah. This is the rat that ran in the house that little Jack built. Yeah, man. This is the cat that caught the rat that ran in the house that little Jack built. Yeah. And this is the dog that killed the cat that caught the rat that ran in the house that little Jack built. And this is the cow, the crooked horn that tossed the dog that killed the cat that caught the rat that ran in the house that little Jack built. Amen.
Buketon Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have a special show for you today. As far as we know, some of this may never have been played on the air before, since there are tape recordings that are made available for anybody to listen to from the Library of Congress. That was a children's sermon performed by Irene Jackson at the Federal Music Project office in Jacksonville, Florida, June 18, 1939. Recording session overseen by Zora Neale Hurston, among others. The notes from the time read that the recording is of a chant used by children when playing church. And it says the singer, aged 39, grew up in South Jacksonville, Florida. She is a blind student of WPA instructor Reverend H.W. Stuckey. So what we're hearing today, that little bit from the WPA era, later now we're going to be hearing similar recordings. I mean, recordings made with the same kind of ethnographic drive during the Carter administration, which is the most recent time that we had a lot of work done with a general impetus to preserve things, to document our culture. Back when, you know, funding for the arts was just assumed to be something that it was okay to do. Right now, we're going to hear just three different selections from three different tapes that were overseen by the great writer and folklorist and teacher Charles K. Wolfe. Right now, this is Elder Jess Higgins taping his weekly radio show in his own house, which is something I can relate to. The radio show was played in Galax, Virginia, for a station called WB0B. This recording was made in September 23rd, 1978.
Good morning, radio friends. This is Jess Higgins inviting you once again to stay tuned to the broadcast for this morning. We truly thank God for this privilege of coming once again into your home, our hospital room, nursing home room, or wherever it might be. We want to sing for our first song this morning, as requested, A Home in Heaven. We want to do this song for Elder Everett Sumner, who has been in the local hospital for some time, and we want to do it also for Verlin Payne, Linda Nichols, Matha Blevins, Marie Willie, Raymond Wells, Wayne Phelps, Rosa Carpenter, John Castle, Ethel Hawks, Troy Richardson, Dan Nichols, John Taylor, Virginia McMichael, Sam Burnett, and Hazel Cummings. We'll try to sing, as requested at this time, A Home in Heaven. A home in heaven, what a joyful thought. Is that about right?
Yes.
Are we going to do it just like you wasn't here?
A home in heaven, what a joyful thought, as the poor man toils in his weary lot, his heart oppressed and with anguish riven, from his home below to a home in heaven. A home in heaven, as this sufferer lies on his bed of pain and uplifts his eyes to that bright home. What a joy is given with the blessed thought of a home in heaven. A home in heaven, when our pleasures fade and our wealth and fame in the dust are laid, and our strength decays, and our health is riven, we are happy still with our home in heaven. A home in heaven, when the sinner mourns and with contrite heart to the Savior turns. Oh, then what bliss in that heart forgiven does the hope inspire of a home in heaven. A home in heaven, when our friends are fled to the cheerless home of the mouldering dead, we wait in hope of the promise given. We will meet again in our home in heaven.
Our Father, we come to Thee this morning with thankful hearts indeed that beyond this life we believe and live in hope of a brighter meeting, a better place in which to live. We do thank Thee, dear Father, that there is a meeting of Thy dear family, especially we're thinking of this morning, where they shall meet and be together forever and forever. We know, O Lord, that it's not by our goodness, neither is it by our good works, that this is all a reality, and even the evidences which we have from time to time. We praise and thank Thee for Thy mercy in Jesus Christ and the blood which He shed upon the cross of Calvary many years ago, that we might have the forgiveness of sin and the experience of such a great love in our hearts right here in this life. We thank Thee, Lord, this morning for this privilege of going out over the airways into so many homes, the hospitals, nursing homes. We know, dear Father, and we're sure, and we know that Thou dost know thou our many needs this morning. Our listeners, many of them we have talked to even recently, they spoke of the trials and the hardships and the valleys through which they were going. Lord, be with our friends and neighbors everywhere. Have mercy upon us, guide us in the way of truth. We thank thee for this great nation of ours that was founded upon the principles, as indeed our nation has been founded, the freedom of worship and religion. Lord, sustain us in this privilege and this freedom which is ours. Bless thy people as they meet today all over the world. Forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we ask these blessings. Amen.
We'll meet beyond the shores of time, and we'll all shout together in that morning. We'll sing sweet songs in that bright clime, and we'll all shout together in that morning. In that morning, in that morning, and we'll all shout together in that morning. Oh, won't that be a glorious day, and we'll all shout together in that morning. My Lord will guide me all the way, and we'll all shout together in that morning. In that morning, in that morning, and we'll all shout together in that morning. I long for that sweet home of rest, and we'll all shout together in that morning. With all the ransomed and the blessed, and we'll all shout together in that morning. In that morning, in that morning, and we'll all shout together in that morning.
Now hand me that fourth Sunday card.
Oh, we got it. Second. Now I'm going in.
The Lord willing, there will be service this morning at Antioch Church near Sparta, Saddle Creek Church near Independence, Virginia, Chestnut Grove Church near Lambsburg, Virginia. Also service this morning at Crab Creek Church located in the Ennis community. Song service to begin somewhere near 10:30 at all of these churches, with preaching service at 11 a.m. The Lord willing, there will be service this evening at Pine Grove Church near Hillsville at 6:30 for song service, and preaching service at 7:30. I extend to you a cordial invitation to attend any of the services that I have announced for this morning or the service tonight. We certainly at Crab Creek would be overjoyed and delighted if you could come and be with us in the service there today. Or any of these churches, these brethren would be equally happy if you could be with them. So attend the worship of God today somewhere if you possibly can. I sincerely trust that you might be blessed to pray for me as we turn to God's Word at this time. I want to read a verse of scripture found in the 59th chapter of Isaiah, the 16th verse. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. And reading from the 98th Psalm, the first verse, the psalmist writes, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. I'd like to read one more verse of scripture from the 63rd chapter of Isaiah, the 5th verse. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. That's all the reading that we will read at this time. I sincerely hope the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word. I'm so thankful this morning that God in mercy looked down upon lost sinners, and for reasons best known to God, it pleased God to send his precious Son into this world. I am positive that it was not because of the goodness that was in man, but was rather because of his mercy that he sent Jesus into this world. The Apostle Paul tells us in the 2nd chapter of Ephesians, But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And we read also in the 4th chapter of the Galatian letter, that when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son into the world. That fullness of time must have been God's own time, and it pleased him at this time to send Christ into this world. God looked, and it was not an easy road, but never did Christ compromise. He set the beautiful example of humility and compassion on this on life's journey, and has commanded us to walk in his footsteps. I thank God this morning from the very depths of my heart once again that there is victory in Jesus Christ. There is no victory in the law. There is no victory in Jess Higgins. There is no victory in the works of man, because man in his best estate is altogether vanity, and as the prophet Isaiah saw it, as filthy rags. We don't have anything to recommend to God. We don't have anything to bring to God this morning, but by faith to come in Jesus' name. In other words, to bring the offering that Jesus made. There is no offering that a sinner can make to appease the wrath of God. God's wrath was appeased through the suffering of his precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are commanded to pray in his name. And whatsoever we do, we are to do it in the name of Christ, that he might be honored, that we might indeed show forth glory to his wonderful name. No, there is no victory in any principle or person, but in Christ Jesus the Lord. Mine own arm hath brought salvation unto me, and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. I'm glad some of these days that we're going to know the fullness of victory, and be enabled by the grace of God to triumph in victory, and to shout in that happy spirit in the victory of Jesus Christ. Oftentimes on life's journey, we have our moments of sorrow and heartache, and even sometimes we feel defeated. But I'm glad this morning that I believe with all of my heart there is victory in Christ. He hath gotten us the victory. So we must indeed trust in him and walk by faith in Jesus Christ. The law was weak through the flesh. God realized this, and he sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin condemns sin in the flesh,
that the righteousness of the law might be of my Lord.
It's time now for the Primitive Baptist Hour. This program is conducted by the Elder Ray Rodenizer, pastor of Pine Grove Primitive Baptist Church, located 6 miles north of Hillsville, and is sponsored by Ray Rodenizer and interested listeners. Send all correspondence to Elder Ray Rodenizer, Route 4, Hillsville, Virginia. Now, here is Elder Ray Rodenizer.
Good morning, radio audience. It's again that we're thankful that God has spared us to another week. Be able to come in your home with a medium of radio. And we pray that it'll brighten your day for today. We're thankful to have Brother Ronnie Bowman here that will do the preaching. And we trust that you can pray for us in our effort. There's a lot that we have not heard from this week, as we've not visited very much, and some we have heard from. Sister Virgie Prim's husband called and told us that his wife, Virgie, was much better, and he was proud of that. We understand that Brother Arthur Branscombe is back at home after being in the hospital at Radford. Brother Charles Questenberry has been sick for several days, and he's a little better at the present time. Sister Willie Stone is real bad off in the hospital at Whipple. Sister Hattie Shockley is about the same, was informed this week. Brother Ella Swirl, that's been in Galax Hospital, he's down at his daughter's, or Sister Conrad Questenberry's, at Silvatus at the present time. Brother John Castle has got back home, and Richard Aldred will have to go have an operation in a day or two, and this is Brother Charles Questenberry's son-in-law. He wants the prayers of the people. Brother Willie and Sister Clary Melton both have been back in the hospital at Pulaski, but they're now back over in the rest home at Dublin. And Brother Willie has sent word that he would like to see some of his friends and people to come and visit him, as he cannot visit them, and he would like to see them once again. And we, one of our friends, we met him in the Galax Hospital. We've known him for many years, is Grover Ousley. We think that he's at home at the present time. We found Brother John Taylor up there in the hospital also. Elder Albert Summers in Galax Hospital, and probably has had surgery. And now Brother Norm Burnett, he's in the rest home down at Dublin. And we want to thank some that has remembered us and talked to us about the radio program. I'm a Colson, and then we were thankful to have a letter from Sister Catherine Sutton. And now then, at the present time, we will have the song, "For We Will Never Grow Old."
I have heard of the land on the far away strand, 'tis a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high. There we never shall die, 'tis a land where
holy, righteous, and eternal God, it's again that we thank thee for this another day and for the blessings of the day. We pray that thou would prepare this day for us in our services and be with us wherever we meet together. O Heaven and Righteous Father, we thank thee for this privilege and opportunity that we have to go in the homes that wants this doctrine of salvation by grace. We thank thee for these dear people that named it to us and writes us from time to time. O Heavenly Father, we pray that thou would bless Brother Bowman now in the effort as he comes to preach, that thou would give him an unction of this Holy Spirit, give him a fruitful mind and a door of utterance. Your Heavenly Father, bless the sick and the shut-in, those that's asked and interested in our prayers, wherever they might be. O Heavenly Father, we pray that thou would be with them. Bless all that duty says pray for, and then we pray that thou would be with us in the further exercise of this life, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray it, and amen. The next song will be I'll Live On.
Tis a sweet and glorious thought that comes to me. I live on,
I live on.
Yes, I live on. Jesus saved my soul from death and now I'm free. I live on.
As he shed it on the tree of the cross some 2,000 years ago over there in that Father there. I know this, it's been said, and I cannot prove this but the Word of God, as far as that be by the written Word, but I do believe this, that whenever our Lord and Savior shed his blood over there on the tree of the cross, that blood did not pour out upon the ground, but his little children was received back into heaven itself, where our Heavenly Father looks. Whenever he sees us here as his children here, he sees us covered with that blood of Jesus Christ, In other words, that blood of Christ, it was a perfect atonement. Hell was perfect in the eyes of God. It was sufficient for each one of us. It was sufficient to cover all heirs of the promise, and there'll not be a one left out, because they'll all be there, little children, doing by this one that had the power, the one that whenever he had rose from the dead over there on the third revolving morning, declared he had the keys to every bit of it. Little children, it isn't a something that you and I have today and are lost tomorrow, as some would have us to believe. For we know this, that Paul testifies of this very thing, that he that has begun a good work in you will continue unto the days of Jesus Christ. And knowing this, little children, the work that God himself does start in the individual's heart, children, I'm thankful that he said that he will do this, and that it wasn't like it was over in the Old Testament whenever Moses had received those Ten Commandments on those tables of stone over there. For God himself, in our day and time, he plants those laws there. He writes them in the heart of an individual where they'll never be destroyed, where that they'll always accomplish that which God, little children, whenever he sends forth that Spirit there and draws one by the very Spirit of God, that power there, it is irresistible. Everyone will answer will indeed answer to that word there. Whenever God sends it forth, every heir of the promise will indeed, they'll answer to that. Why? Because they've been bought with the price. Not with silver and gold, as some would have you to believe, or by your good works, but it'll all be by the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They're all bought there. Every one of them were bought some 2,000 years ago. Every one, I think of so many times about whenever Christ hung on the tree of the cross, he had one arm extended out in one direction and one arm in the other. It covered all the way back to Adam itself, little children. The one arm needed, and the other one will cover all the way as long as time remains upon this earth here. It'll cover every hour of the promise, not one more nor not one less. But whenever our Lord was here, little children, as he hung there between heaven and earth and poured out that blood to redeem you and me, little children, there's where the great redemption power hung there. There's where that indeed that this justice of God was meted out, a thing that you and I could not do ourselves, that this Jesus Christ took upon him our sins here, little children. And whenever he did that very thing there, he has redeemed us back to God. He has redeemed us, little children, and we'll stay redeemed. There's no way that right there can be done away with. There's no way that I can get out of that, little children. There's no way that you can get out of it either, because you're all, it is very secure. It is so secure, little children, that had not God accepted that sacrifice there, had not he accepted the sum there on that tree, little children, had he not done that, then Christ would not have ascended back to his Father there after he had rose from the dead there and stayed upon the earth here 40 days with those disciples, and he went back into the heavens, little children. Had he not accomplished everything, had he not redeemed us back by his blood and not by our good works here, and indeed he would not have took that place that he had at the Father over there in the beginning of time, but he took back that place there, that place that he oft times spoke of, because he said like this, he could always speak of that place up there called heaven, because he knew something about it. He had been there all the days of his life in the mind and the purpose of God, little children, and whenever he ascended back there, he took his rightful place on the right hand of God, and there now interceding for the saints as long as they're upon this earth right here, and whenever time shall be no more, this same blood there, the same Jesus Christ that was crucified, little children, he's coming back again to gather each one of us. He's coming back to get each one of us. He'll not leave a one of us out here in the old Mother Earth or wherever that we might be, because he has promised that he would go with us always, even unto the end of the world. He is indeed a coming back. You know why? Because he has bought you with the price. He's coming back, little children, and he'll have every one of us, everyone that he died for, because he has redeemed us. He'll have us there, body, soul, and spirit, and we'll all be housed in that world called heaven. Each one of us will have that place up there as God has, and as God has appointed unto us, little children. We'll all be there. We'll all be perfect in that day right there, and we'll use one cheer. As John saw them, that they sung this new song, everyone up there will sing the very same song. We'll sing that thou art worthy, to receive honor, because that thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests. This is one thing that God has done for us, little children. He has made us kings and priests. You and each one of us has a kingdom right here, and that kingdom belongs to us and us alone, as long as we live and journey in this life right here. And little children, let us always be mindful of this thing right here. Each one of us has been bought with a price, and that was the price of Jesus Christ's blood, because he has redeemed us, bought us back from that estate that I could not get myself out of, the estate that you could not get yourself out of. But John said that each one of them were redeemed to God by the blood of Jesus Christ, that blood that was sufficient to cover all sins, both past and present and future. May God's richest blessings be with you, is my prayer.
Here in the vineyard of my Lord, I'll end up to live and labor.
You've just heard the Primitive Baptist Hour. This program is conducted by Elder Ray Rotenizer, pastor of the Pine Grove Primitive Baptist Church, located 6 miles north of Hillsville, and is sponsored by Ray Rotenizer and interested listeners. Send all correspondence to Elder Ray Rotenizer, Route 4, Hillsville, Virginia. Tune in again next Sunday at the same time to Elder Ray Rotenizer.
Like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my love thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul.
It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul.
It is well.
Lord, oh my soul.
that long. So I guess that's a really good one, Sunday school.
I might make it.
Yeah,
you'll
be all right.
You are so old, Daddy.
I'm getting too loud on some of it. That's one of my favorite contemporaries.
Yeah.
Well, that's not so late after all. I feel like it is.
We just been singing hard. Yeah.
In my childhood, when we traveled so far, by night, all how weary I'd grow. Father's arms would slip around me, so gently he'd say, my child, we're going home. I'm going home. There's nothing to hold me here. Well, yes, caught a on that
chime in. In fact, the pastor gave it to me.
What's that, the fiddle?
The banjo. No, I bought the fiddle. Uh-huh. I didn't tell you one on Bill. I thought he was a little bit, might sound a little derogatory, but he loves to eat, you know, and loves music. Back, I used to play the fiddle now when I was young, and was more practiced on it, but I got out of practice.
Uh-huh.
But we sat beside the old fireplace in an old house here one time, and I don't guess you remember the cartoons back then, Terry and the Pirates. They had a character called Si-Si, and he loved He loves sweet music and candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought of that. Bill was sitting down listening to me play the fiddle, and and sitting in front of the fires in wintertime, you know, and eating right. some.
Hat and
eating. I thought he made me think of Sci-Sci. So.
Nickname.
Sci-Sci, yeah.
Yeah.
That was out of the comic paper.
Yeah, I spent the night with Marshall here one time.
Yeah.
And I guess about the first time I spent the night with him in the old house here, and they had a woodshed down below the house. And the sun came up, and me and Marshall talked about, I guess, 12 o'clock the night before. And so I was still asleep. Marshall told me to get up. And I said, I believe I'll sleep a little longer. After a while, I heard the strangest noise. And I thought, uh-oh, Marshall's up to something. And he had a string tied to the clapboard on the old house all the way out to the woodshed. And he had something he saw on that string. It just sounded like the house was coming down, you know. And he was back there peeping around laughing.
I hear his heels hit the floor. And I quit. So when I got the laughing so bad, he finally caught me.
Tell you what, before you get started again, let me just move these microphones back out of the way. And if you all would like to sort of rehearse something a minute, I'll shoot a couple of pictures just of you singing. And then rather than looking at the camera, I think it'll be a little bit more natural, probably.
Seemed like the longer I sing, the better I can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I start out with a sore throat, I end up without one. I don't know whether it's just numb my vocal cords or what. But.
Well, if I sing lead or soprano, I do pretty good on bass.
Mm-hmm.
But our tenor is a little bit.
Yeah, that is strange.
It's a little bit more strange on my throat.
I bet so.
Generally, I sang bass for years in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And that's easier really on my throat than it is. But I'm so surprised.
Well, I can sing bass if I get tired of singing any other
place. I've got a wide range, so I've got from about C below middle, G below middle C.
Well, now that's one thing I don't have a good range. I just found out here lately I don't have as good a range as I thought I did.
Yeah,
because when I get a high note, I sort of squeak. And Becky's got a higher range.
She's got a higher range.
But then I probably can get a little bit lower than she can. I don't know.
Well, I have my throat's in good shape. I can get from a... from the G all the way up to two octaves to the next G.
Well,
all the way
up. You know, it's something they used to never get me to sing in public school around here. I always thought it was for the girls and not for the men or boys.
Oh, really?
Yes, I just felt like it was unmanly. And, oh, they'd get me to sing, but they'd have to do a lot of coaxing, coaxing, you know.
Yeah, I think Dave's got a good voice.
In high school, I was in glee club, but it's just something to be in. Of course, after I was a Christian, then that made a difference. I had something to sing about. See reason in singing, you know.
Sure. Okay, I think we're rolling again.
No,
you all want to try one?
You want this Jesus Savior pilot me?
I think that's beautiful.
Jesus Savior. You bring that song?
I'm
just guessing at it. That's
it. Let me get that down.
Near the shore, and the fear.
pretty song.
Yeah, how about that one that when I traveled my last mile, we haven't sung that one. When I traveled. Yeah. That's one we, it's easy on the voices. That's one we get back.
Mm-hmm. I'm keeping an eye on you.
I'm glad
she's
somebody.
Keeping an eye on you, Bill.
I'm glad somebody is.
When I
traveled my last mile here, the call will be coming for me. I'll enter the lifeboat that will be near to carry me over the sea.
You hold
to
my hand.
Sail safely the waves dash high, for Jesus will be at my side. He'll still the rough waters when by and by I'm crossing the river so wide.
Bukedin Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've had a show that is a little bit different today. We're hearing recordings made by Charles K. Wolfe for the Library of Congress. We just heard interviews with and performance by the Largan family of Laurel Fork, Virginia. And that was Marshall Largan, Barbara Largan, Brenda Largan with Bill Scott. And their recordings were made on September 11th, 1978. We're going to end with one more excerpt from that. Before that, we heard a copy of a tape made by Elder Ray Rotenizer at the Prime Grove Primitive Baptist Church in Hillsville, Virginia, for broadcast over the Primitive Baptist Hour. Hillsville, Virginia, that was September 17th, 1978. And then before that, we started off with a recording of Elder Jess Higgins taping his weekly radio show in his own house in Galax, Virginia on September 23rd, 1978. Right now, let's go back to the Largan family and hope you enjoyed this special show of Bukedin Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour, and hope you have a great week.
Clouds will gather. No.
sounds kind of like Holy Rollers, or what we call them, you know, holiness people.
Where, now, where is your church? Is it up here?
It's out near the skyline. It's, no.
No, Archie Gap is.
Fancy. You know where Archie
Gap Fancy Gap?
No, Archie Gap.
Oh, you wouldn't believe our piano player, T.H. McNally.
And he plays barroom
almost
style.
Almost barroom style. You know, he gets that piano just a trilling.
In
you
fact,
ought to
he
hear
irritates
him
a lot of folks, but you get used to him, you don't think anything about it.
But he really believes in putting himself into that
and
music.
And clawhammer, what I mean,
he plays by
he
ear.
He plays by ear, doesn't use music.
No, generally your tune is your highest note on a piano keyboard, but instead of that, he reaches up there and gets some extras.
He makes that grand piano ring.
T.H. McMillan.
T.H.
You ought to come over sometime.
Yeah, he did.
We're just down to
Well, do you have
Sunday
singing
morning
every Sunday now, pretty much, or is it? You mean
we have large music session at the beginning of the service.
Uh-huh.
Preaching service at Sunday morning and Sunday night.
What time do you usually start?
Oh, Sunday school starts quarter till 10, but about 10:30 they start tuning up, and then it's till about a quarter after 11, sometimes 11:30.
Now, what will they have? A piano player? What else are you
like? Piano, have electric guitar, have mandolin, have three or four guitars, and if I happen to take my banjo, I'll have it.
Well, sometimes Gerald plays the spoons, but he hasn't played the spoons
no,
in a long
he
has, time.
No, well,
he
he's graduated
mandolin
from that. See, he started
the
guitar.
The
mandolin
plays the
mandolin. Now, do you all... What do you think your church would say if I wanted to come and record them some morning?
Oh, well,
be glad to have you. Man from VPI came a while back.
Yeah.
Last fall.
VPI, what's that?
Virginia Polytechnic.